Investigation exposes Wuhan Fishing Park as illegal gambling hub. In a shocking revelation, what appeared to be an innocent leisure fishing park in Wuhan's Huangpi district has been exposed as a front for a sophisticated illegal gambling operation. Recent reports from China Central Television shed light on how this seemingly serene fishing park managed to ensnare unwitting participants into a web of deceit and temptation. False promises and hidden traps. The scheme, which preyed on the desires of eager anglers, promised substantial cash rewards to those who could successfully reel in fish marked as top prize. These enticing claims, often promoted through short videos circulating on social media, offered winners the chance to pocket a staggering 600,000 yuan, approximately $84,000. Unbeknownst to the authorities, plain-clothed police officers attempted to infiltrate the deceptive fishing park by posing as ordinary fishermen. However, they were swiftly denied entry and informed that an invitation was necessary. Undeterred, these undercover officers patiently observed the park from nearby villages, determined to uncover the truth. Related: China stands strong against illegal gambling and fraud. The plain-clothed police officers' investigation eventually unveiled a startling reality. The fishing park organized two daily sessions, each requiring a substantial entry fee of 2,480 yuan for a 5-hour experience. Despite the steep cost, enthusiasts continued to flock to the park, arousing further suspicion among the police. Upon gaining access to the site, law enforcement officials discovered that the park purported to house over 15,000 black carp in a pool, with around 700 of them conspicuously marked on their fins to signify higher cash prizes. Anglers were led to believe that they could cash in their winnings upon leaving the park. However, the catch was far from straightforward. Anglers were chosen randomly through a drawing system, limiting their chances of success. Additionally, strict rules dictated that the fish had to be hooked from their mouths, rather than the body or side, further diminishing the odds of winning. As a result, only a fraction of participants managed to recoup their entry fee, leaving many disillusioned and financially depleted. Remarkably, despite the clear signs of exploitation, individuals from across the country continued to flock to the fishing park, some even losing all their savings in the pursuit of illusory riches. Yuan Quan, a dedicated police officer involved in the case, emphasized, "The operators set up a huge award and enticed the greed of anglers to illegally profit from it. Cracking the deceptive waters. In a concerted effort involving more than 100 police officers, the net was finally drawn tight around the illegal gambling operation. A dozen operators and numerous anglers were apprehended, and over 100,000 yuan in gambling funds were seized on site. A ledger uncovered during the operation revealed that the fishing park had amassed a staggering 3 million yuan in revenues in less than a month. The shocking revelation of this illicit gambling scheme operating under the guise of a fishing park serves as a stark reminder of the ever-present challenges law enforcement agencies face in their battle against organized crime. It underscores the need for vigilance and cooperation to safeguard individuals from falling victim to such deceptive enterprises.